When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Here we go.
This is it.
This is Top Flight Time Machine. I am Andy Dawson.
I'm Sam Delaney. So what?
Pow, pow, pow. Melchester Odyssey, latest one. Let's just catch up with where we're at. In the box at the beginning of the story we're covering, Roy's wife Penny had staggered him. I'm fucking staggered. I tell you what, Blackie, I'm fucking staggered.
Staggered.
Me.
Fucking rocked him.
She staggered me by flying off to Crete with the twins because he had been spending too much time with relegation haunted Melchester Rovers. At the last moment, Roy had decided to play in a fourth round FA Cup match against Rotherham, and after scoring an early goal, he launched into a breathtaking spell of non-stop football.
Fucking hell. Don't ask any questions why, but let's just say I've launched into a fucking frenzy.
I hope the fucking testers aren't in afterwards, that's all I'm saying. I hope I don't have to do a piss test after this one.
Blackie, is your cousin coming down from Liverpool anytime soon? Because let's just say, with Penny out the way, I need a little pick-me-up, lift my spirits.
Blackie, can you piss into this tube? Because I might need to stick it down my sock in case the tester's coming. I might need it.
Blackie, I've managed to get hold of some of, you know, my kid, the daft one. I've managed to get hold of some of his piss. Right, when the tester's coming, but with him in Crete, I've run out. So I need you to procure me some kiddies piss.
Some child piss. Pronto.
No problem, Gaffa.
So here we are, a breathtaking spell of non-stop football, and he's weaving his way through the entire Rotherham team. 2, 3, 4, what a run, shout the crowd. Races like a whirlwind. He's playing as if football is going out of fashion. Football never goes out of fashion. The Rotherham defence crumbled before Roy's incredible one-man onslaught. Fucking hell, a bit strong, but it is though. And the Rotherham keeper shouting, "Cover me, Rotherham!" Rotherham are not covering him. The fan shouts, "Now get it across, Roy! Jimmy Slade is at the far post!" And he is. Jimmy Slade's making a great run, coming in at the far post. All Roy has to do is just chip it across. Jimmy's in space, but Roy's attitude is basically fuck off. Glancing up, Roy saw that the Rotherham keeper was straying off his line, which he's not in the previous picture. Yeah. And Roy thinks, sorry Jimmy, this guy is asking to get himself, in speech marks, lobbed,
which is a continental term. That's why I put it in quote marks.
I'm lobbing the fucker. It's a technical term.
It means knocking it over the cunt's head. Watch this. I learned it off a fucking, I learned it from watching the Spanish football when I were out there. Ole, bang.
I've seen Paco Diaz doing it in the car park before he comes in for proper training. So he says, sorry Jimmy, this guy's asking himself to get lobbed.
Fucking begging for it, the silly cunt. So then next, have a look at what I'm about to do.
And he does, he lobs him, and he says, so I'll oblige him. And the keeper goes, oh, no!
2-0.
He gets lobbed.
2-0. Mercy Bacoop.
And the fans are shouting, 2-0, it's there!
That's right,
as
tickets.
You do. Yeah, you can count, well done.
And Racy still hasn't stopped. Look at him charging back down the bar. He's furrowed his brow. He yes. marches off angrily.
Yeah.
No fanciful celebrations for him. He marches off looking angry.
Yeah.
Reminds me of Tobias Katzbayer, who just kicked the shit out of that advertising hall in that time.
He's only two. I'm fucking going to get
angry
5 here.
Celebration. He can't wait to get stuck into Rotherham again. Yeah, fucking right. Let's get going.
Got the measure of these cunts now. Every time the Melchester skipper got the ball, it was panic stations for the visitors. And he heads one off the top of the bar. And the fan shouts, as fans tend to do in these circumstances, "Oh, that one took the paint off the crossbar!" I don't think anyone's ever said that, have they?
Never.
Roy slams another one in with the outside of his left foot, which hits the keeper in his ribs as he dives. "How the heck did he get to that?" shouts a fan.
It fucking didn't. It was a fluke. It came off the cunt's ribs.
I'll knock his fucking head off next time. Then, Roy's going to make a substitution. He's signalling to Mervyn Wallace to get warmed up.
Warm up, cunt. Get off your fucking ass, cunt.
Run, your cunt. But who was he going to pull off? Shout the crowd. Himself.
He's taking himself off.
That's good. But that's crazy.
He's like, fuck this, I'm off.
Job done.
I've scored you a couple.
I've scored two. You fucking see it out now.
Time for a fucking nap. Don't fuck it up, dickheads. I wouldn't put it past you. Giving you every fucking help I can. It's like looking after fucking a team full of babies sometimes.
The drugs are wearing off. I'm getting the fear.
I've got a fucking monster of a come down heading my way. Right? And I start to get the fucking jitters, don't I? Get all tearful. Last time I got like this, I ended up knocking round my foot, turning up on my mum's doorstep at 3 a.m. asking for a fucking cuddle and a hot chocolate. I can feel that coming on again. So it's best I get off the pitch. No one wants to see me crying.
I need to get in the fucking dressing room, sit down and put a Brian Eno tape on. That's crazy. And then one of them says, perhaps he's picked up an injury, which is the most valid explanation,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah, you could call it that. An injury to my fucking knot.
Mervyn Wallace. Look at the fucking state of Mervyn Wallace's hair. He's terrible. Like a lion. Fuck it, he's like Terry Mack out of control.
Yeah.
You okay, boss? Any instructions?
Yeah, Mervyn. Don't fuck it up.
Look at Roy's face. Drunken baiters again.
He is fat. Sadness in his eyes.
He's like a lost dog.
Yeah, if you want a quiet life, never become a manager.
Never become a football man.
Not really, yeah. It's not,
no manager, I mean.
Not quite what I meant. Yeah, fuck off. Just don't fuck it up, you cunts. Go back, and then Taffy goes, but Roy, go back to the bench, Taffy. I'll find my own way to the fucking treatment room.
But Roy, I need to guide you to the treatment room. Never gone there on your own before, innit?
Fucking stay out here, you Welsh cunts. Fucking keep an eye on things.
Look, I've shit myself, right? No one else knows. It hasn't seeped all the way through yet. But I've shit myself. That's all you need to know.
Fine, I shat myself. I just scored 2 fucking blinders. 2 contenders for goal of the season in about 20 minutes. Think I've earned the right to shit my pants and have a sit down.
So he's stretching his arm out and palming away Taffy, who wants to show him to the treatment room. And it's one of the, I don't know who that player is, number 4. Says, well, that's that. He's gone. What do we do now, Blackie? What do you do now, for fuck's sake?
Yeah, you idiot. He's just gone. I mean, You're still fucking footballers.
Jesus Christ. Surely you can see this out. 2-0 up. And Blackie says, quite rightly, we build on the start that he's given us. That's what we do. Play like a team that's 2-0 in the lead.
Which we are.
Soon as Paco Diaz, oh, my head's gone. Soon as Paco
Diaz took over Roy's spearheading role. What's interesting about this is, well, anyway, Paco Diaz takes a free kick. 3-0, that's the stuff, Rovers. Don't lose your grip on this game.
Do these fuckers ever shoot with the inside of their foot? Because they're all outside of the foot shots, aren't they?
But Paco Diaz is always drawn with a big grin on his face, right? Which is very much a reflection.
Ole!
Yeah, it's all like, hey, Brian!
Castanets!
Hey, it's fiesta time, no? It's like the simple-minded Spaniard.
Yeah.
I mean, he's no use once the weather gets a bit cold. But, you know, he goes out and has his fun. We let him have a go.
Oh, man. 3-0. That's the stuff, Rovers. Don't lose your grip on this game. Roy's shown you the way. Fucking hell. It's only half-time as well. So that's good. 3-0 up at half-time. At half-time, the Rovers almost ran off the pitch. I wouldn't have done that. Save your energy. And he says, "This is it Blackie? Yeah, Blackie's talking to Taffy. He says, and he didn't say anything, Taffy. No explanation at all. Well, he told me to fuck off. Not a thing. Only that he was heading straight for the treatment room.
He just said that he'd shat his pants and then he disappeared.
I don't know what he meant.
What do you think about Taffy? He's a sort of an interesting, sort of mysterious character.
Yeah.
Who's a bit part player in the Manchester Rovers story, in a way. They never really expand on him. You never really get to know the real Taffy, what's going on behind the scenes. But I reckon he's a confirmed bachelor.
Yeah.
He's in his flat cap and his tracksuit at all times. He's always quite serious.
Yeah.
And I think he sort of has to pick up a lot of the slack that Roy, I'm a big picture man. You know, strategy.
Yeah.
And also, I lead by example. I inspire those around me with my actions. But when it comes to the nitty-gritty in the admin, count me out because it's fucking boring and I'm useless at it. Taffy picks up that stuff. He likes it, don't you, Taffy? Well, I mean, I'll do it.
I don't really have any choice, you know what I mean?
I wouldn't say I like it, I do it.
Is that my job description? So he said he's headed straight for the treatment room. As they question a member of the ground staff... And this member of the ground staff is dressed like a second-hand car dealer for some reason.
He's quite dapper, actually. He looks a bit like Leslie Phillips.
Yeah, I don't know what he's...
Oh, hello. I'm the groundsman.
Yes, he's... He's
fucking dressed up, aren't you?
Yes, I hope to be a Newcastle United CEO one day. He's still in there, he says. Roy said he didn't want to be disturbed until half time. He looked a bit dazed to me, Blackie.
Yeah.
Blackie says, good grief, maybe he's suffering from concussion. Blackie having no real concept of what concussion is there because Roy hasn't had a bang on the head or
what
anything.
What do they call it again? That's a concussion, is it? Well, I don't know.
He's gone a bit funny. Must be concussion.
Yeah. You said he clapped his pants. I think the medical term for that is concussion.
So they're all there. They're all going to the treatment room.
All you see is in the foreground, you just see Roy's stockinged foot.
Yeah.
He's had just enough time to take his football boots off before collapsing on the treatment table.
He's face down, isn't he?
Yeah.
His feet are hanging over.
I don't believe it.
Me neither. So that's why the poor guy had to take himself off. So we'll find out why and how and what in the next episode. Do you want to give that one a mark out of 10? People complained last time because we forgot to mark them out of 10.
I'm going to rate that highly. I'm going to give it an 8.
Yeah, I mean, we've rattled through that one, to be fair. Sometimes it takes an entire episode to get through a story. But it was action-packed. Yeah, yeah, that was a... Yeah, I can't fault that at all. I'll give it a 10. It's got everything. It's got goals. It's got mystery. It's got Roy's fucking bleary face.
It's just like so Roy the Rovers. So like all about Roy, isn't
yeah.
it? What I'm going to do is I'll fucking come on, score 2 goals, no problem.
Yeah.
Right. Knacking myself out. And then I'll go have rest for the rest of the game, have a nap. Let the others get on with it. Only like they won't fuck it up.
And it's got the mysterious debonair ground staff member as well.
Oh, hello.
Yes, as I've just been guarding the treatment room for the last 20 minutes, Roy's in there.
Let me ask you something, Mr. Grey. Do you mind if I call you that, or is Blackie, the informal Blackie, more appropriate? What are you talking about? Call me while you want. How do you find the pitch today? I've been hydrating it every day this week. I hope it's to your liking. Yeah, it's fine. You know, it's fucking grass, isn't it? Grass is grass.
I took the liberty of doing a little, adding a personal touch to the penalty spot. You know what I mean? It blends in with the white of the spot. That's all I'll say. TTFN.
He's a fucking hell.
He's fucking jizzed in the penalty box, this cunt.
Should I play it to him, no?
I would if I could.
Can't get away with that when you're high profile like
I'm
me.
I might come in early. Come in on my day off. Knock one out on the penalty spot.
Yeah, it's good luck in some cultures.
I think Barry Fry did it to get rid of the ghosts.
And that John Beck at Cambridge United, he used to wank in every corner of the ground before kick-off in full view of the opposition.
He got the whole team to do it. That's why the ball was so fucking bogged down when they did the channels.
It was all spunk.
It was covered in fucking spunk.
Covered the whole pitch in spunk. And the opposition didn't know how to deal with it.
Jalapeño. Jalapeño.
We'll move on to the next week. Roy's on the cover of this issue, 7th of March 1981, 15p. And at the very top, it says Hubba Bubba competition.
Ooh.
Today.
No further
not tomorrow. Not later in the week. Hubba Bubba competition today.
Yeah, but this is weird because it's a weekly magazine. So it comes out every Monday.
Yep.
But you might have bought this you had yours delivered.
Yeah.
So you would always be getting yours, what, on the Tuesday?
Well, someone tweeted us to say that they used to arrive on the doormat on a Saturday, so I don't fucking understand how that works.
The point is that they say today, but what does that really mean?
Well, it's the day whenever you see it. It might not be the Monday.
Exactly, and that's how you know it's bullshit.
But what it means is you've got to do it now. They're saying this is now.
Do it now!
Yeah, you can't wait till tomorrow.
Win some Hubba Bubba.
Look, we spent ages doing this tie-in with Hubba Bubba. Do the fan competition now!
For me to enter this competition, there's going to have to be a lot of Hubba Bubba.
Mm.
Because I'm not fucking entering a competition, all the admin that fucking involves for the sake of one packet of Hubba Bubba.
Can I just say, over the past week, since we finished our tour, and we made a few quid on the tour, we made a small profit. I've reinvested it in 3.5 years of Roy the Rovers issues.
Yeah, you blew all the proceeds on old Roy the Rovers.
I've got 1979 through to 1982.
Wow.
And I've also got the 1986 year for the Bazaran terrorist incident for a deep dive. So I've got this full issue in the house. I can deep dive into this Hubba Bubba competition
for you.
Yeah,
I would like to know more about it. Yeah.
We'll do a side pod, as I believe they call them.
Yeah.
About the Hubba Bubba competition. Right, so Roy's wife Penny had staggered by flying off to Crete with the twins because he'd been spending too much with her. It's just the same thing again. But then Roy had taken himself off after scoring 2 goals, blah, blah, blah. And Roy is face down, zonked out, his arms hanging off the edge of the treatment table. He is completely unconscious. Roy's out cold. He must have just collapsed as he reached the treatment room. Vic Guthrie says, I told you he was suffering from concussion. Which he fucking didn't. It was Blackie Gray that said it in the last issue. I fucking said that, Guthrie. I said it was concussion.
You dickhead.
You never said fuck
that. That was my fucking word.
It was only fucking 20 seconds ago.
Think of something else to say.
Fuck me. No, wait a minute, says Blackie. Continued on colour pages inside.
Mm-hmm. So at this point, I think this is the cover. Mm. And I think they are trying to lead you to believe that he might be dead. And
dead
that would
dead from sadness.
Even if you...
Marital sadness.
That can happen, because a lot of cats die from a broken heart,
that's true.
Don't they?
And wives or husbands can
die.
Wives
or husbands, they often follow their other half quickly.
So his wife's
to
fucked
the
off to Crete for three days ago, and he's died of a broken heart.
Fuck this, I might just die. Easier.
I've scored 2. The Rovers are going to win today, so I've left them on a bit of a high.
Penny's in Crete. I might as well just die.
I've shit myself. I'll just go to the treatment room and fucking die.
Nothing to live for.
How do you make yourself die just by lying down?
Lie down and wait for the frosty hand of the fucking Reaper to land upon my shoulder.
A steady snoring sound drifted through the room, it says. Blackie Gray says, he's collapsed into a sleep of utter exhaustion.
It's rather poetic.
Wasn't it? It's not concussion after all. And Vic Guthrie says, well, I'll be. Blackie, smiling, it's one of those full-face close-ups, smiling, says, the poor guy must have been pacing the floor every night for the past week, worrying about Penny. I bet he could hardly keep his eyes open when he arrived at the ground. He didn't even have time to jizz on the penalty spot.
I know he'd seen my cousin last night, so he must have been on the fucking gear all morning. And he's hit a brick wall. That could happen, you know. And fucking, what's his name? Nat Gosden, granddad's piped up. So that's why he ran riot out there. The lad were trying to cause as much damage as possible to Rotherton before he flaked out. Yo, fucking well done, granddad.
And there's Paco Diaz. So, what do we do now, Blackie? Leave him in peace. It's up to us to build on the great start that Roy has given the Rovers. And then there's Vernon Elliott. You can do this.
We're with you, man. And just FYI, Cunters, that is verbatim how it's written.
Yeah.
Man, we're with you, man.
As the Rovers ran out for the second half, the Rotherham players noticed that Roy was missing. Well, yeah, he's already fucking gone off. He subbed himself. Hey, he must be badly hurt, and the Rovers are going to miss his presence on the bench. Oh, they're looking at us in terms of him on the touchline doing some coaching. Maybe this is our chance to get back in the game.
Dickheads.
Fucking sneaky cunts. They're taking advantage of a man's personal marital tragedy. The quick-thinking Blackie had taken over as captain. I was hoping they'd react to Roy's absence, and they have. You're asking for trouble, Rotherton.
And now we're going to fucking give it, yeah.
This is a Blackie Gray joint now. Fucking watch.
Here's my big chance.
And when the visitor's attack broke down, Blackie chips it forward. Paco Diaz, he shouts as he hits it. What a ball and what a break. Rotherton are outnumbered at the back. The Rovers' Spanish superstar kept the ball moving. And he knocks a pass across into the middle. He's whacked it into the far post. And look at Noel Baxter! Rotherton haven't got enough men to cover him! And there we are. Baxter whacks it past the keeper. And a member of the crowd shouts, goal! The first Noel of the season! Very good. It's November. Christmas is coming.
Hooray!
Yeah. Noel Baxter's got himself a goal there. meanwhile, back in the treatment room, Racy's come to.
There's a bit of drip. I don't know if it's the way that this has been reproduced, but it looks like there's some dribble or maybe blood or maybe a cocktail of the two on his chin.
It's emerging from
and
his face.
And really dark circles around his eyes. Yeah. Fuck, I feel like a pig shat in my head.
Later, as the echoes of another mighty roar filtered into the treatment room, he comes to, huh? What was that? Sits up, rubs his hands through his hair. Suffering starts.
Suffering
what's the time?
Fucking start. He's talking like Captain Haddock.
Jesus, suffering fuck. What's the time? How long have I been lying here?
Shit the fuck.
Am I in heaven? Did I die? I only meant to take a few minutes rest. He goes, the lads must think I've abandoned them. Me, their manager. If Rotherton have managed to make a fight of it, ... And he goes past. Is that the same fella who's the ground staff member?
It could be,
court?
But in the last thing, he had a moustache. I think he's similar, but without a moustache. Unless he showed. Oh,
well, hello. Roy had a shave before the match, didn't
hello,
he?
Hello, Mr. Race. I have just been shaving my moustache off.
What do you think?
Do you like the effect? What? Hey, who are you?
I'm experimenting with a new look. What
the fuck are you on about?
Who are you?
Fuck off. Fuck off, cunt.
He's maybe used races. He might have used races electric razor because Roy had a shave before the game, didn't he?
Must have been that. I think it's rather fetching. I think it takes years off me. I don't give a fuck, mate. He's staggering along the corridor in his stockinged feet. I'm slipping all over the place here. Anyone got a fucking pair of flip-flops? I'll fucking go over and do my fucking collarbone in a minute.
Have they not invented sliders yet? Fucking hell. And it's still in his stocking feet.
He comes out shouting all angry, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Like, you know, you wake up and you're confused. You might sometimes wake up and you start shouting at your kids. Hey, what's that racket? What's going on? Where's Mum? That's what I do sometimes if I'm awoken from my nap. What's going on? What, have you had your dinner? Where's Mum? Who's the cat?
Who's in charge here?
Oh, what's going on? Why didn't you wake me? He's like that.
Have I got a sign for something? Still in his stocking feet, Roy stumbled from the tunnel. Taffy, why the heck didn't you wake me? Fuck didn't you wake me? What's the score? How are we doing? Not too badly, Roy.
Noel Baxter grabbed a goal and Paco's just added his second from the penalty spot. We're leading 5-0. What the fuck?
What?
Baxter, that cunt, he's not allowed to score.
I left it at 2-0, you were just supposed to fucking sit on it.
Who's fucking stealing my fucking thunder?
You go to sleep for 5 fucking minutes. All of a sudden, Roy's trouble seemed to ease a little. The crowd is shouting, "We want six, we want six." He says, "I'll settle for 5 if this is a taste of things to come. We might even win a little coming out present for Penny, the FA Cup." Well, it's round 4, so this is the end of January. The final's not till May, so he's not expecting a back for another 4 months, 3.5 months. Whatever.
That'd suit me just fine.
We'll I'll just buy her a fucking necklace.
We'll go on a fucking cup run. We'll win the cup in May. She'll come home.
I'll
we'll
give
settle
her
it all.
I won the FA Cup for you.
I've been up H. Samuel and had a spending spree on your winnings.
Put it on your dressing table or wherever you keep all your trinkets. And baubles. So there we are.
I bought you some body mist and all. The one they advertise on the telly. You know.
The one that Joe Collins wears. Next week, a possible solution to Roy's domestic problem. Oh, we'll do that in the next episode, I reckon.
Yeah.
Mark's out of 10 for that one.
I'm giving that 9.
It's a lot going on again. Rattled through that one. That's a 9 from us. And that's the episode. And we'll be back with another one next week.
Whenever we fucking want.
Yeah.
Probably same time next week.
Probably will be, because it's IFS, you've paid for it. So,
yeah,
you know,
so our hands
kind of,
are tied.
Some kind of reliability, contractually obliged. TTFN dickheads.
Bye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.